Crazy White Boy tonight. Before that, I gave you Fine Night on the Edge at the Afro Mix. A very good morning to you. So today we are choosing songs from Shoma Josie on our archive music section. She's going to be performing this weekend at the Super Bowl. So this is what I chose. Hey. The listener's choice. Hope's choice.
Yeah.
Bomba. So yeah, that's how our poll is looking like. Go to UJFM on Twitter and vote for your favorite.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Taking a look at your headlines. Eskom warns load shedding may continue into weekend and four UKZN students arrested. Details on this and more at 7 a.m.
Let's get ready.
A very good morning to you, my sports lovers. Let's take a first look at what's happening in the world of sports. Start off with football news. Newcastle have signed England left-back Danny Rose on loan from Premier League Tottenham Hotspur until the end of the season. The 29-year-old Newcastle's third recruit of January transfer window following the recent arrivals at St. James Park of Nabil Bentaleb and Valentino Lazaro. In cricket news, the Proteas have been boosted by the news that Lungi Ngidi has been declared fit for the upcoming ODI series against England. The 23-year-old speedster had been part of the Cricket South Africa conditioning and high performance camp for the last 3 weeks and was a doubt heading into the series. And finally, in tennis news, Novak Djokovic shattered the hopes of ailing Roger Federer on Thursday to sweep into a record 8th Australian Open final and move closer to his 17th Grand Slam crown. Sports on the HFM Breakfast is supplied by Sports 24, EWN and Super Sports. That's all the sporting news I have for now. I am Hope Tops.
In Jamestown on the N3 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle before at Glen Hayes interchange, queuing traffic there. Edenville N12 and R24 westbound, there's a crash before